Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. You know exactly who this is. This is Kent Steinbeck. You know where we are. We are in Dallas, Texas. We're at Herb's House Coffee House. But more than that, you know where we are. We're in the Bible. We're in the Word of God. And we're in the book of Proverbs, Kent, which is so practical. Proverbs 10, verse 6. Mm-hmm. Title of this devotion is Blessings Untold. And I want to begin by reading this proverb. But let me just begin by saying, you know, sometimes I hear people say how hard it is to be a Christian. There is a sense in which we pay a price to be a disciple of Christ. But on the other hand, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. It's actually great to be a Christian. And God's blessings are upon the believer who mm-hmm. has been made righteous. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this proverb is saying, that the blessings are untold that God places upon us when we commit our lives to his son, Jesus Christ. So let me just read this proverb. It says, blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. It's another one of these proverbs, Kent, that you need one half to help you interpret the other half, and it's what we call an antithetical parallelism, or the second half is the opposite of the first half. But having said that, let's look at the first half. It says, blessings are on the head of the righteous. I mean, these blessings come from God. These blessings are divine favor. And it speaks first and foremost to the spiritual blessings that God bestows upon us. But it also extends to health blessings and financial blessings as well. Whatever the sovereign will of God chooses to bestow upon us. When he says blessings, it's in the plural, which denotes really the abundance of these blessings. And it says, is on the head of the righteous. And the picture here is they're coming down from above. And they land on the head of the righteous, and it really speaks to the divine source of these blessings that would be on the head of the righteous. And the righteous here is the godly believer. He has been declared righteous in justification by faith, but he's also living righteously in sanctification, and he is right in the epicenter of the place of God's blessing. He's like the man in Psalm 1. Mm-hmm. How blessed is the man. Mm-hmm. He's like a tree planted by streams of water. And Kent, the blessings are untold mm-hmm. that are upon us, abundant blessings
yeah.
of being right with God and mm-hmm. peace with God and peace of God mm-hmm. and joy and happiness and pleasure that only God can give us. And these blessings are not upon the unrighteous. Mm-hmm. And he then goes to talk about them. He says, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The mouth of the wicked is filled with cursings and vain talk and coarse language and cursings and lying and deceptions, vain babbling. That's the mouth of the wicked, just superstitions and old wives' tales and things that are passed down. There's not wisdom, there's not truth in the mouth of the wicked. And it's so deceptive that it says it conceals violence. It covers up, it hides with deception, violence, which means wickedness and injustice. And the picture here is that the mouth of the wicked never really gives the full story, only gives half the story, and only gives the good part, but conceals the ulterior motive and conceals the consequences as he tries to lure someone in, that there's a hook on that bait. and conceals the wickedness that will come to the one that he can persuade to come join in with him in his wickedness. So, Kent, there are blessings untold upon the righteous man. And you and I have experienced that in unbelievable fashion at every level. But the mouth of the wicked is the total opposite of how God has redirected our lives. And the mouth of the wicked actually conceals the harm that violence will bring upon the person who participates with the wicked in their sinful pursuits. It never gives a full disclosure of where this will end up. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
Steve, do you, on the second part of the verse,
yeah,
do you think these wicked people are people in the world that appear to be successful, that are attractive, but behind everything, there's a lot more to the story. So so they don't come across necessarily looking like evil or wicked, but do they come across looking like something we want or something we'd like to be?
Oh,
but
yeah,
a lot more. If we take that, then we find out.
Sure, that's part of the seductive lure of this. Is we would want to be like them as we would look at the facade of their life, the outward appearance. But when you get pulled into this spider's web,
yeah,
and you get caught in this and caught up in this, it you experience the painful consequences of it, but it's all been concealed where this all leads. And I think of in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, bad company corrupts good morals. I mean, who you hang out with, who your best friends are an enormous influence upon your life. Whether they're pulling you in the right direction or they're pulling you in the wrong direction. And if they're pulling you in the wrong direction, it usually begins with where this is going to end up is concealed. The violence is concealed. You need to have discernment and insight to see through the outward trappings of this and to see, I can't join up with this. I need to stay clear. This is going to take me down the wrong path.
So, Steve, I think really this does apply to all of us, but specifically, you can talk about this to young people who are trying to make their friends, who have so much peer pressure. Parents are concerned about their lives, and they're being molded by their peers. How would you speak to that? And I know you just have, but the effects of those tugs for young people in college, in high school, even in junior high.
You know, Ken, my mind just flashes back to my childhood and my father telling me several times, and it never really hit me like it does now. But he would say to me, Steve, I am so proud of you for the friends that you have. Well, I never really thought that much about it at that time.
Right.
I played on the football team. I could have gotten in all kinds of trouble. I was in a fraternity in college. I played football in college. I'm living in a dorm with all kinds of things going on. But by the grace of God, I had friends who had moral standards and who were not troublemakers.
Yeah.
And that had an influence on me of checking me and keeping me actually somewhat innocent of evil. Where if I had fallen in with some other friends, I could have unknowingly ended up in places where I shouldn't have been and be tempted to participate in things I shouldn't have been participating in.
Sure.
And so, you know, my message or counsel to parents today, the way you first stated that, is you really need to keep up with who your children are with. And there's no way you can just isolate them and have them in a in a you know, hermetically sealed container where the world can never touch them, because once they get out and go out into the real world, that it may be hard for them to handle all of a sudden what they are seeing. But we do need to guard the influences that are being brought to bear upon their lives. If we truly love them,
very concerning.
Absolutely,
I have to be serious about this.
Yeah. So this is our proverb for today, and the blessings that are on the righteous, but not upon the wicked. May you be a righteous follower of Jesus Christ and commit your life to Him, and know the blessings that come to Him, to come to that person alone. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.